seeing an opportunity, she did not hesitate. Using the Force to guide it, she hurled Master Zalo's lightsaber at Malgus. The blade cut a glittering green arc through the air as it spun end over end toward Malgus's head. Despite his wound, the Sith slapped aside Aaron's Force hold on the blade and snatched it out of the air as quick as a sand viper. He deactivated the blade, held the hilt in his hand, studied it. He looked up and over at Aaron, his eyes burning. She imagined him smiling under his respirator.
This weapon did not avail him, and it will not avail you.
The sound of an engine pulled Aaron's head around. She whirled, her blade ready, and saw the Armin speeder roaring out of the sky like a comet. Zered in the driver's seat, T7 sat in the rear. He came in too hard, and the thrusters could not completely stop the speeder from slamming into the ruins. Metal creaked. Dust flew up.
Aaron, Zered called. Get in!
Zered looked past her to Malgus, seemed to consider unloading a blaster shot, but thought better of it.
Come on, Aaron!
Zered shouted, and T7 backed him up with an urgent whistle.
Please! You said you would help me.
She hesitated. Malgus looked at her, brandished Master Zalo's hilt, a taunt to keep her there. She made her decision. She wanted to efface the smugness she'd heard in his tone, to see in his eyes what she had seen in Master Zalo's. Killing him was not enough. She wanted to see him in pain. She just had to figure out how to do it. She leapt high into the air and landed beside Zered in the speeder.
Death is too easy, Sith,
she called to Malgus, the venom in her tone surprising, even to her.
I am going to hurt you first.
The words left a bad taste in her mouth. She felt Zered's eyes on her and dared not look him in the face. Malgus, too, seemed almost puzzled, to judge from his furrowed brow and the tilt of his head.
Go,
she said. Zered accelerated and started to turn the speeder. Anger went forth from Malgus. He reactivated Master Zalo's blade and hurled it after them. Zered tried to wheel out of the way, but the blade curled and kept coming at them. T7 beeped in alarm. Aaron watched the weapon spin, felt it, and before it reached the speeder, she reached out with the Force and snatched it from Malgus's mental grasp. The weapon turned upward over the speeder and descended hilt first into her hand as Zered rose into the night sky and sped away. She deactivated it. She looked back one last time to see Malgus standing atop the ruined temple, his blade in hand, his cape fluttering in the wind. He looked like a victorious conqueror, and she hated it.